This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Confused. I need some help from the greatest audience in all of radio, all across K-Fire land. Flag family, listen up. KTGO, KLTC, all those fine listeners out there, help me answer the following question. What is the big deal with Donald Trump, our president's proposal to send illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities? Isn't a sanctuary city the kind of place where you say, "Hey, look, we'll take all. We don't care." They've looked past illegal immigrants maiming and murdering people, and continue to have sanctuary cities. So what is the deal? I'm totally confused by this. I'm totally confused by this uproar. I don't understand. I think it's absolutely perfect. Legally, I guess it's just fine. Now it's just a matter of whether politically it makes sense. Could somebody help me here? Somebody? Anybody? I'm totally confused. Is that why I got the bell this morning? Because I was confused, Todd, or what? What was the bell for? I heard the bell.
Grabbing attention, that's all.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let's get going. Let's roll. Let's roll here, right?
Did I do it wrong? Here, does that grab attention too?
That shuts me down.
I like the bell.
That bumps me out.
Oh, the bell.
Puts me in my...
the bell.
There you go.
That can't make you perfect. Happy.
Winner, winner.
See, if I hear that, the turtle head comes out. Right, I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. If you hear the buzzer, then I want to roll over my shell and go into protection mode.
If I hear the buzzer, I want to get the clothes out of the dryer.
701-367-2054. You can text me at that number. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Now we're throwing those numbers out. If you got them, great. If you don't, call us. Help me get my facts straight here on this. I want to know what the deal is. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. What else? I saw a fabulous movie this weekend. And received also some texts from folks smiling with their ticket stubs in a little selfie so we could send them $40, some of them, for four people that went to see the movie Unplanned, and a number of folks went in pairs. $10 a ticket, up to four tickets. You text Todd, text me. This will keep them straight so we can send your $10 bills. Text me if you go see the movie, and you will not be disappointed. Gosh, it was good. It was, how do I describe this? It was good in a way, Passion. Remember the Passion movie, Mel Gibson? You couldn't watch that and not just have, your gut-wrenching sort of feeling of, oh, my gosh, is it? But it's real, and it moves you, and it's, and Unplanned was the same way. It's not gory. It is not, it's just real. It's just real. All I kept thinking about the entire movie is what I'm watching play out, which really is just exposes Planned Parenthood. Abby Johnson, former Planned Parenthood clinic director in Texas, she rises up the ranks from intern all the way up, volunteer all the way up to clinic director. And she ultimately leaves. She leaves. But she tells the story in her book Unplanned and in the movie Unplanned, which is phenomenal. Mike Lindell makes a cameo in it, too. Hilarious, victorious little scene at the end of the movie. So it's pretty good. Go see it. He didn't have a pillow. No. He was actually in a bulldozer. Yeah. So here is Demo Man, they called him. So if you'd like to go, simple as a text, with your ticket stubs, this is the week because we understand they're not going to be showing it much longer. It has showed up at some other theaters there from folks in Stanley and Harvey and other places. That's great. Go see it. Send us a ticket stub. We'll send you $10 per ticket stub, up to $1,000. So first 100 people to do this on us. 701-367-2054. Bottom of the hour, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions here to talk about all of the above energy. We do that Mondays from the legislature. Tomorrow, I'll be down at the border. Once again, not far from the border, at least Coolidge, Arizona. Senator Kevin Cramer and a delegation of folks are down at the border. Duncan Hunter and Biggs, Andy Biggs from Arizona, and a number of them. About a dozen House members and 2-3 senators will be there. And we'll be there as well. Wednesday, we're at the White House for an Opportunity Zone Tax Cut and Jobs Act focus to talk about ways it's helping. So all that coming up on the program. In the meantime, can you explain the sanctuary city pushback on getting illegal immigrants from Donald Trump to help ease the backlog at the border? What's the deal? John and Minot, go ahead.
Yeah, there are several things I would like to say. One is about Omar and the other one's about them illegal immigrants. They should be sent to them. Sanctuary cities.
Well, why are they freaking out? They're sanctuary cities because they're welcoming of illegal immigrants. So why are they mad about his policy here?
I understand Obama even kicked people off a plane so he could distribute these illegal immigrants across the nation. And I even understood that he had contracts with bus companies to haul them around.
Why are the cities upset that the president is sending these asylum seekers, these illegal immigrants, to sanctuary cities, John?
They shouldn't be.
I know, but why are they?
That's the best answer I've got. And there's Omar that they were talking about.
Yeah?
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I heard that Congresswoman Omar, she was in Florida fundraising for Hamas. Shouldn't the FBI do something about that?
Yeah, if it's true, absolutely they should.
I heard it on some evening conservative talk show I heard it on.
I don't know. I know that she was at CARE. That's where she made the horrific comments about 9/11. Yeah, we know something happened on 9/11. Yeah, something happened. What was it that happened again?
Some people did something.
Yeah, but 3,000 people that died, yeah, something like that. I forget what it was. It's despicable. Thank you, John. Minnesota Congresswoman. And by the way, if you think that thing, that kind of rhetoric, some people did some things about 9/11, is going to sell, even in Minnesota, I don't know. A faction, yes, maybe, but I think she loses votes there. It's probably why the president's there today. The president will be in Burnsville, Minnesota, in a roundtable with businesses. Chris Berg from Point of View is there. We're going to check in with him. Norman Bismarck, go ahead. You're next.
Yeah, in response to the sending the illegal aliens to sanctuary cities, mm-hmm. I don't believe Trump has another option. If you put them out in the rest of the country that enforces federal law, they're subject to arrest and deportation for their status. But you would have to move them to sanctuary cities where federal law isn't enforced to keep them there.
Yeah, right. I guess. And if I'm the city and I have a sanctuary city for that reason, what do I care?
It's just logic. I mean, it's you're defeated on just logic, you know, because you put them anywhere else in the country, they're not protected from the federal law.
I don't get it. Texter says, very confused about this issue. All I could do without raising blood pressure was laugh at the ridiculous left. Yeah. Senator Cramer says sanctuary cities were purposely designed to ignore the rule of law and undermine our legal immigration system. Under current requirements, many undocumented immigrants cannot be detained for longer than 20 days. Given the administration's limited options, releasing these immigrants into sanctuary cities make the most sense until Congress is willing to change our immigration system. I think it's brilliant, Norm.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too. It exposes them. Mike wants to answer a question in Mandan. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Answer to your question here. The reason Democrats are losing their cookies over this is they want to flood Republican states with illegal, not the sanctuary cities. Those states are already voting Democrats. They want to get them into Republican areas where they're heavy Republican leaning and flood the voting base.
Yeah, where's the ding, ding, ding for this one, Todd? I think Mike is onto something here. If you don't think this is about votes, I got a bridge to sell you. Yeah,
it's all about votes,
and it's why it never gets fixed.
Yep,
that's why they talk about it. That's why they've been talking about it since Reagan, and that's why we love Donald Trump, because he calls them out. He doesn't play the game with the swamp. He doesn't play footsie. And no, I like George W. Bush a lot. I think he was a man of integrity without question, and the right man for the right time after 9/11. But I tell you what, you know, he was way too close to the establishment to take this stuff on because he politically didn't want to be seen as mean. Right? This is you can't be mean. I'm mean. It's the rule of law. We don't have borders. What do we have? Mike, very good. Appreciate it. Debbie's on the road. Todd, Tyson in Columbus too.
Stay Everybody good. Knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Maka Braddock. Regardless of your age, lifestyle, or dietary preferences, soy foods offer something for everybody. Soy is easy to add to your diet, either as a convenient snack to take to school or as a beverage with a burst of protein. The many benefits of soy, along with its versatility, make it an ideal ingredient for adapting your favorite recipes. Use soy to create heart-healthy dips, dressings, main courses, and desserts. For an extra boost of protein, you can even add it to your favorite ground meat dishes. Incorporate soy foods into your meal plan can reduce the risk of several chronic diseases, including heart disease and certain forms of cancer. It's time to start adding soy foods into your healthy lifestyle. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit soyconnection.com or thesoyfoodscouncil.com.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Let's talk a little bit about the energy of North Dakota, should we? North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping to meet America's demand. That's what's going on right now. And we're committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. We want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. Happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Debbie is on the road. Debbie, what's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just wanted to say that about the time I got my epiphany about why they're here, Mike called in and stole my thunder. But he is right on track. It just came to me. They want to infiltrate North Dakota, all the states that Trump won, and take over Congress in our take over Congress in the Senate and House, take over state legislatures, and number three on the list would be because of all the votes. I hope Trump sends them to the sanctuary cities. I think he can, and it should be legal. Is it legal to do that?
So what they would say to you, Debbie, is, well, wait a minute. If you send an illegal immigrant to North Dakota, they can't vote. They can't vote. They would need to be a legal resident. Let me read you this email here from Sue in Minnesota. Please mention the voter fraud that is rampant in Minnesota. If the GOP didn't learn anything from the Coleman loss, which, by the way, was 300 votes to Al Franken, remember, and then they found votes later. She says, we are doomed. I worked the Protect the Vote campaign, and it was unreal what we dug up. The out-and-out cheating. Thanks much. We're watching closely. Yeah, Ottertail County loves this president.
Yeah, and we need to do that, too, in North Dakota, because wasn't there one other state or a couple other states that they also found a bunch of illegal votes, or they came up with votes? Well, that wasn't just Minnesota. Was it Florida? I can't remember for sure.
Yeah, no, there were other spots. Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
And obviously you only hear about it when there are close races because that's where it's making a difference. You know, where else is it happening that the races aren't close? So then, you know, you don't necessarily get really only a factor when the races are close, but obviously that's when it matters the most, too. So
I don't know how illegals can vote if they're not a citizen. Since when did that change? We have got to do something. We've got to stand up. We have got to write letters to Congress, and we've got to make our voice heard. You can't just sit out here you've got jobs to do, but it doesn't take long to write a letter and say, vote against this bill or don't vote for this bill or express your feelings. You know, heck, I'll write the letter for people and let them sign it and send it if they want to. tell me what you want it to say. I will write it for you, and I will put a stamp on it for you, and you sign it and you mail it. That's all you have to do.
Thanks, Debbie.
For you.
I love your passion. You keep fighting, okay?
I will. You too.
You can do a lot with passion, I'll tell you what. You just remain passionate about what you care about, and you will make a difference. Tyson in Columbus, you're next in What's on Your Mind.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just like to say what I think the reason why they're objecting to them going to sanctuary cities. I believe the reason is because they want to turn Texas blue. They lost Texas by 200,000 votes to Ted Cruz, and if they turn Texas blue, we won't win an election, a presidential election, for the foreseeable future. And when they turn a state blue, like California, they decide what people need to vote, whether it be one of their driver's licenses or so be it.
And they seem to be making some progress in Texas, if you noted the closeness of the Ted Cruz Beto O'Rourke race, which has now turned him into some sort of movie star among Democrats for some reason.
Well, that's only among Democrats.
Well, I realize that, but I sit there and look at the crowd, and I think, what are you cheering at? He's not saying anything. This is a bunch of, you know, gobbledygook. You know, but
yeah, and their policies change from depending on who they're talking to. You know, I think that's why they're doing it, is to change Texas blue. I really do.
Interesting point, Tyson. Thank you for the opinion. I appreciate it very much. H&R Block just put something out. According to recent data, their clients saw their taxes decline by an average of 24.9%. How about that? Tax Policy Center said about 80% of American taxpayers were estimated to see their federal taxes decline as a result of the tax reforms that were implemented. Lower tax rates, higher standard deductions, larger child tax credits benefiting most Americans. In 2017, a typical American household earning $75,000 in pre-tax wages was paying about $4,000 in federal income tax. Each month, about $347 was withheld from their paychecks, and they received a $178 refund when they filed their taxes in 2017. In 2018, that typical family earning $75,000 saw their total taxes fall to just $1,739, a reduction of $2,244 per family. The tax cut was mostly realized through the nearly $200 per month figure added to their paycheck. Interesting. What, Amy Klobuchar doesn't agree?
No. She
1% got tax cuts 100 times what the average person got. Think about that. When you think of the income disparity in our country and how unfair it is, this made it even worse.
By the way, if I have to listen to this woman, if she's even in the top tier, I'm going to lose my mind. But certainly as a nominee. I mean, it's just like listening to Charlie Brown's teacher to me. I don't. Oh my gosh. And, you know, so what she just said is what I just read you. Say this person at $75,000 in income, you know, getting a $2,200 cut per family. Somebody that makes 100 times more got 100 times more of a cut. Well, hello. Isn't this America? You make more, you pay more. Todd and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for letting me through here.
You got it, sir.
I'll tell you what, man. I like to throw a little sarcasm in a few things, too. But first off, I just have to say that Trump is absolutely brilliant in the way that he goes about saying things. I know a lot of people say, oh, he shouldn't say kind of things. He does. I love everything that this guy says just because he puts it in their face, whether they like it or they don't. And as far as sending these people to the sanctuary cities, all of a sudden now the left has a problem with this. Well, I don't understand what the problem is. I'll take it one step further. And you know how the left has all been wanting these illegals to vote now? I mean, California's even passing for these illegals to be able to vote. Give them licenses, let them vote. I say, you know what? If that's the route that the left wants to take, okay, let's send every single one of these people, these illegals, to California. And let's even take it a step further and say, all right, California, we'll let you vote. They can all vote, every single one of them, but they can only vote in California. They can't vote anywhere else, but they can vote there. And you know what? They can have 8 billion people in that state. They still are only going to get 55 electrical votes. So let them have their 55 votes.
I love it. And you're right about
55 anyway.
They're totally exposed here as being complete and total hypocrites. You know,
wait a minute, you're gonna bring him here? You're gonna bring him here?
Yeah, it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. And they are on the ropes now as a result of the president just giving it to them. It's what they deserve. Thanks, Todd. Great call. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll in the south from a strong storm system that's now affecting the northeast is up to 8, and the storm is now threatening at least a half dozen states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Heavy rain and winds up to 70 miles an hour are likely.
This has meant so much to me and my family, this tournament, and to have everyone here.
Tiger Woods on the importance of his family being there when he won the 2019 Masters Tournament at Augusta National in Georgia yesterday, his first Masters win since 2005. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is officially running for president in 2020. The 37-year-old Democratic mayor making the announcement yesterday in South Bend. He's hoping to become the first openly gay, as well as the youngest U.S. president ever. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Part by the University of Mary today. You know, the University of Mary's well-earned reputation for excellence in education can make a critical difference in your company's success. With the University of Mary, in as few as 15 weeks, workers can earn certificates in the areas of healthcare, education, business, broadening their skills to keep them at the cutting edge of their field. In today's business arena, rapid change is the new normal. Businesses that thrive understand that attracting top talent is key to keeping pace in a fiercely competitive environment. A business that keeps experienced employees offers them opportunities to grow in advance. So earning a certificate or degree from the University of Mary gives employees a specific set of skills that apply to the job immediately, and the credits from those certificates can also be applied to a degree. Faculty is made up of expert industry leaders. The graduate and undergraduate programs in business, education, nursing, bioethics, a proven path to success. Grow your employees, grow your business. With a certificate or degree from the University of Mary, everybody wins. Find out more at umary.edu/workforce. Let's get Dave and Grant Forks in here before we go to our next guest on What's on Your Mind Monday edition. Dave, thanks for waiting. Tell me what's on your mind.
So what I think is we need to be careful and understand the deeper strategy here, because if they move 10 million illegal immigrants in, even if they put them in California, let's pretend they don't get it in Texas, they don't pick up the 35 electoral votes in Texas, but instead they move the 10 million to California. Do you know what that means? They now have 12 additional congresspeople and 12 additional electoral votes, roughly. So we got to be careful. If we're going to put them somewhere, we can't put them all in California. You got to distribute them across all the liberal states so that way they can't pick up all the electoral votes in one state. That's the one key thing that we got to understand here, is if you pack them all into one state, that's also a disaster because of the census. That's all I wanted to add.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think this is a strategy to awaken Democrats to the fact that this is a problem that needs to be dealt with, right? I don't think, honestly, the policy long-term is going to say illegal immigrant, asylum seeker comes across the border, get them on a bus, get them to a sanctuary city. I think the way the Democrats' heads are popping right now because of this tells you they're going to have some sort of, wake-up call here and do something about it, I hope, anyway. Dave, I appreciate your call. We're going to talk more about this next hour with President Obama's Customs and Border Patrol chief, who is largely a supporter of President Trump's policy. Mark Morgan's his name, so we look forward to that coming up here in just a little bit. Kissin County, Minnesota loves Scott Hannon, Kevin Flynn, and the crew of What's on Your Mind. Well, thank you, Kissin County, Minnesota. Thank you for the nice little note. You gotta love there, Kev. Gotta love the love. Yeah, exactly right. Scott, I saw Ellen on Fox Saturday morning. I was considering sending $60 to send a goat to Sudan. Sounds like a good cause. I decided not to. I'll need the dollars to pay more taxes to take care of all the illegals that Ellen wants here. Okay, yeah, exactly right. Texter says, where are they being sent now? Fox News has been running stories about busloads being dumped off in San Antonio and other sites. What makes those locations different? Don't know, but I will ask Mark Morgan, again, Obama Customs and Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol Chief, that will join us at the top of next hour, and then we'll pick up this conversation as well. Mondays, we focus on some things happening at the legislature, courtesy of our friends from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. And joining us today, Tammy Ibach, who's the director of NDCES. Hello, Tammy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm well. Thanks for asking. And you?
Good. Bob Harms is a policy advisor to the group and, of course, someone that's been working energy policy a lot of years for Governor Schaefer, Hoeven, and others. Bob, welcome back.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be here.
So last week we had a chance to talk to Tony Clark. Tony Clark, a former Public Service Commission member, member of the Federal Regulatory Group, FERC, and brought a lot of interesting topics to light. And so now we ask the big question, I guess, how do we keep the lights on? It's all of the above energy, according to what Tony is laying out. So where do we start there?
I think keeping the lights on for every homeowner, every business across the country is key. And Tony Clark brought up some really good points last week, and we talked briefly about what's happening in the coal industry across the country, what happened in policy that affects coal, and it was just a solid reminder for us, as well as all of your listeners, Scott, that we need to continue with this all-of-the-above energy policy, working together to create more coal. There's a new Department of Energy last week released a statement that they're going to be putting more than $60 million into research and development. That's key to keep coal energy strong across America. North Dakota should see some benefits from that, too. So when we look at that, we want strong policy coming out of D.C. to continue to benefit North Dakotans to keep the lights on, to keep our coal industry strong, to keep our wind industry strong, and also to keep what's good for North Dakota is oil and natural gas as well.
In the current environment in D.C. with a research component and a tax component, Bob, do you see this as what Tammy's advocating here for, an easy sell, a tough sell? I mean, given the administration's support, obviously, for coal, that's great. I did see a piece here, I forget where, that said basically that that Donald Trump has not been as successful. His policies have been, you know, favorable, but they aren't slowing any of the bad stuff down as far as some of the plants that have closed, and Tony talked about that. But, I mean, is this research and tax component something that sells across multiple political ideologies?
Well, I think it's a tough sell because some of what's going on in D.C., there is, now that we have a split Congress, Republicans in the Senate and the Democrats in the House, I think that makes it more challenging. But, you know, part of our goal here has always been to try and lower the rhetoric and to increase the understanding. And I think Tony Clark's message last week was, you know, we have to think through some of this stuff and be smart about how we approach it because we can't. North Dakota can't solve this unilaterally, and he also spoke about the wisdom of having an all-of-the-above energy policy that includes coal and natural gas and wind, and we flirted with the idea of the new Green Deal and whether that is something that's likely or rational as a long-term policy for our country. And so I think short answer to your question is I think it's a tough sell, but one that we have to continue to make.
And you mentioned earlier, Tammy, the comment that Tony made about certain coal plants, especially in the East, that are aging as well. Does the research and tax component help that situation?
Well, Scott, you're right. There are some aging coal plants out there. And as we know, many businesses have a lifespan and it takes millions of dollars to keep up with technology. It takes millions of dollars to keep up with policy that can filter from DC as well in terms of emissions. North Dakota has done a better than average job of doing that. But recently, we've also heard of some of our coal plants here closing. You have a lifespan of 60 years, and you move towards something else, and natural gas may be an answer to some of that. So, yeah, Tony is right that
It's just part of a business progressing. And we've all seen it in the retail segment too. I think the three of us on this call today, we're all about the same vintage. We've seen what's happened to Sears. We've seen what happened to Montgomery Ward. Businesses need to learn to evolve. Consumers start to have different expectations. So how we create good policy is going to be key in the future.
The Department of Energy announced last week a $60 million plus grant for coal research and development. Do we have a handle on what that is going to be used for?
Scott, I don't have. It didn't give a lot of detail in that grant process, but we know those dollars have been allocated, and I believe we should look at that as being favorable. North Dakota is a coal state as well, so hopefully we'll get to see some of those dollars here.
And there again, that's, I think, Bob, where the Trump administration is different. It might buck a headwind in the House, but I mean, you got the Senate and you got the administration. Those are the kind of things that are I think, welcome, as Tammy says, for a coal. I'm dying to know more about how exactly that works, but I think it goes back to your research and tax component of the new frontier here for coal, right?
Sure. You know, and Scott, one of the things that Tony was talking about last week, too, and it shouldn't be lost on any of us in North Dakota, that we're one of the few states in the country that meet all the ambient air quality requirements under federal law. And one of the reasons we do that is because North Dakotans care about the environment, of course, and the industry has made those kind of environmental upgrades, whether it's at the Leland Olds plant or Milton R. Young, but the industry has made those kind of environmental upgrades to the plants that continue to operate in North Dakota. And so, you know, it goes back to being smart about doing this. And we've been trying to promote an all of the above collaborative approach. And I think about some of the things that we've done over the last decade or so, whether it's expanding transmission that allowed both wind and coal electricity to go to other markets, something that was done on a collaborative basis through the Upper Great Plains Transmission Coalition. And then something that Hovind started years ago, the Empower Commission. And that was all designed to bring energy sectors in North Dakota together to collaborate in terms of, rather than us or we versus them, how do we develop an us strategy in North Dakota. And we've demonstrated that works if we get past the rhetoric and we increase the thinking and cooperative efforts between the industries.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. It has, because all of the above is thrown out a lot, but backed up with an actual, hey, we're rooting for you, you're rooting for us, let's all do this. That's what you love to see amongst, energy providers in North Dakota. Now, natural gas is becoming obviously a increasing threat to the coal side. One would argue maybe as much as the wind on the market share side of things. What do you see happening there, you two, as far as natural gas plants and the cost effective nature of natural gas right now?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, nationally, that's been the challenge for coal is natural gas, because with the evolution of natural gas in the Marcellus play in Pennsylvania and in Texas and so on, and in the Bakken, natural gas is cheap, it's plentiful, and it's going to continue to evolve in the market. So coal is facing that challenge, no doubt. And we'll see some new uses probably here in North Dakota with all the natural gas that we've produced here of late. So we'll see some more of that, I'm sure, in North Dakota.
Short time out. More of our conversation coming up. Alan and Bismarck, I'm going to get you in here, too. And Mark Morgan, Obama's Customs and Border Patrol Chief, next
hour. Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook, call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Top of the hour. How's your ride today, Todd?
My Swan Buick GMC.com GMC Sierra. Fantastic, because you know, you never know when it's going to get cold again in North Dakota or Minnesota, and got that heated steering wheel thing going. Get your Swan Buick GMC.com.
Yeah, I would not say you're out of the woods till maybe July. So yeah. I think you're going to be using it for a while yet. There's no doubt about it. Todd has his ride. I have my pillow. Ladies and gentlemen, so and well, now the Giza sheets. The Giza sheets are the dream sheets, you know, the ones you just slide into. And you absolutely best of the best, 30% off. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com gets you that 30% off plus no shipping. Or call them at 800-506-9028. A lot of reasons to buy the products from MyPillow. Great pillows, great mattress toppers, great sheets. But Mike Lindell, the founder, is a great guy. He's out there fighting for every cause we believe in. I tell you what, saw Unplanned over the weekend, the movie. He's in it because he helped make it happen, financed part of the movie, and got it out there, which, by the way, it's a great show. So go see it. Check it out. You're going to absolutely love it. All right. All of the above energy solutions is something we've talked about for a long time on this program. We believe that, you know, here in North Dakota, with an energy-rich state, a state that is exporting energy, and we see the needs for energy everywhere you look are, you know, everything we have we're going to need just to meet the natural trajectory of energy's increase in what we need. So how do you then have all of the above energy and not pick winners and losers? So that's what we talk about and have throughout the entire legislative session on What's on Your Mind. With us today, Tammy Ibach, the director of North Dakota for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, and Bob Harms, a policy advisor. All right, so where do we go from here, you two? We talked about natural gas. We talked about the Department of Energy $60 million plus grant that we're going to be hearing more about. We talked about what Tony Clark told us last week about, you know, the different policy, you know, concerns that are out there right now for all of the above and how we keep the lights on using all of them. Tammy, what's next?
What's next is our goal of continuing to work together to inform and to educate your listeners on the benefits of growing the wind industry in the state, working with educating and informing county commissioners, local officials on the importance of a new source of energy that we can export out of our state, along with the oil and gas, along with electricity generated from coal. It's all part of a mix that we don't have just one source, but we have multiple sources to keep the lights on in North Dakota. And we've got a couple of legislative updates, too, that Robert can inform us about. We've got some things that's happening at the legislature right now.
Do tell, Mr. Scott. Harms. Yeah.
Well, Scott, there's a resolution that was introduced to study the need for a reclamation fund. You know, when the wind farms come down and they no longer operate, what are we going to do with them? What assurance does the North Dakota public have to make sure that there are resources available to take them down and rehabilitate the land in which they're located? That resolution was passed by both the House and the Senate. So there's a question about studying wind and the need for reclamation funds and setback rules, things of that sort, in the next interim, and you know, if anybody's interested in having that conversation take place by the legislature, they should talk to their legislators and urge them to study wind in the next 18 months. And I've said all along, I think that's a great opportunity for all of us to learn more, to get the facts out, and have a better understanding both within the legislative arena, but also gives opportunity for our landowners and local elected officials to share in that conversation. So that's one thing. And then the legislature, as you know, is winding down. There's been two or three bills that have gotten passed and are headed to or have been signed by the governor. There's a couple of mitigation bills that are probably going to go into conference committee with for the next couple of days that will get resolved. But I think probably the bigger issue, just to study in the next 18 months, is to where do we go from here to answer that question.
And how overall, as far as energy is concerned, given the importance energy is to North Dakota's landscape and economy, how would you say was it a good session? Was the mood all of the above? Everybody sort of with an oar in the water, looking out for all the above energy solutions, Bob?
Yeah, I think it was. The interim that we just completed was a good, productive conversation within the energy arena. I think a lot of understanding about the MISO and SPP markets that Tony Clark talked about last week. But overall, I think there's been conversations about pore space and landowner rights and wind development and setback rules, and I think all of that has been addressed pretty well by the legislature. I welcome the conversation during the interim because I think we've seen a new attitude about collaboration that I think is welcome, frankly, by just about everybody.
And Tammy, we have some big news next week, right?
Yeah, we do, Scott. Yeah, it's very exciting. We are going to do this show live at the Ashtabula Wind Farm in Hanford, North Dakota, with our guest host will be Dennis Haugen. So we will be live in a wind farm underneath a turban so that your listeners can hear the sound. We can be talking about what it's like to be front and center in a wind farm, and we're going to answer all those questions that people have had about what's it like. Yeah,
looking forward to it. Hannaford next Tuesday. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com. Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.